I'm on the phone, of course, with Representative Matt Bliss of House 5A. So after a few days of filibusters late last week, it sounds like some movement's happening in the House. Care to elaborate about what's been done and what's left to be done?
Sure. We've gotten a few bills moved. Yesterday we did the Energy and Commerce Bill. I don't know if you've been paying attention. That one got a little contentious on the floor as well. And, you know, we're not filibustering just because we like sitting in those chairs that we haven't been able to sit in all year. There is a reason, a method to our madness, you know. And I've heard people say that we're trying to shut the government down. And, you know, we got 8 more days before we have to come up with a budget. And, you know, really, the major budget bills haven't even been jacketed. They're not even scheduled on the floor yet. So what we're doing, we could have, you know, we could have filibustered 24/7 and not affect the budget one bit. You know, the shutdown of the state, all of the layoffs, layoff notices that have went out, they had to go out after the Democrats didn't come up with a budget plan to begin with. So what we've done has not affected any timeline whatsoever. But, you know, we are fighting for some important stuff. And, you know, we were shut out of the committee process. We're shut out of the negotiations. And there's some important things that we think should be in there. You know, first and foremost is reinsurance. You know, I don't know if you remember back in 2016 when I first ran for election, the health insurance on the private market was skyrocketing, going up double digits every year, people having to pay $45,000 out of pocket before their medical insurance kicked in. You know, we're going back to those days right now because the Democrats are not renewing reinsurance. And what the funny thing is the money's there. It's been appropriated. It doesn't affect the budget one bit. They just don't want the program, you know. And back in 2017, after we passed it, actually then Congressman Walz, now our governor, but at the time, Congressman Walz lobbied the federal government to get a waiver so we could do this because he said it would really help our private insurance. And now he's flipped. So I don't understand it. The money's there, the policy's there. We led the nation on this. You know, there's 22 other states that have replicated what we've done because it was so incredibly successful. But now they don't want to renew it. So that's one of the things we're fighting for. You know, and it's we have certain things as a minority party that we're allowed to do to try to get our word out. And you're seeing it. And, you know, they say that if you know, the sausage making is not pretty. And unfortunately, that's what you're seeing right now.
Yeah, so I just want to go back a little bit to the Energy and Commerce Bill. Now, I know there was some contention around clean cars. Do you care to elaborate about what's happened since?
Well, so clean cars is actually not part of the Energy and Commerce Bill, from what I understand. That's being included in another bill. And from what I understand, the provisions are going to pass, but there's going to be a moratorium on implementing it until 2024, I believe, which is not the best situation, but what it does allow us to do is go out and sell our case to the public. So it is going to become an election issue for the governor and for all of the state house races.
All right, so that'll probably come in 2024, moratorium.
Well, yeah, it's been approved, but they can't do anything with it until 2024, which allows us in 2022 because we have the governor and all the state offices up for re-election again. So it's going to be a campaign issue, whether or not we want to see that in Minnesota.
All right. So I understand that, you know, Health and Human Services is probably the biggest chunk of the state budget, and that you said hasn't been presented in a fashion for the floor yet?
No, I don't think they're even done negotiating that one yet. Taxes is another big one that they're not done negotiating yet. So, you know, to say we're trying to shut the state down by filibustering when we don't even have the major budget bills on the floor yet is just it's just out and out untrue.
All right. Well, what else have you been doing to stay busy down there, Representative Bliss?
Well, right now there's really not a lot. You know, the conference committees. Actually, the conference committees. I don't know if you're familiar with them. They generally have 3 or 4 people from the House and 3 or 4 people from the Senate. They get together, do same and similar, kind of push those through, and then they negotiate the contentious stuff. Well, what's happened is they've kicked out everybody out of the conference committee, so you just have the House lead and the Senate lead, and then a representative from the governor's office, which he doesn't belong there, and they negotiate, and then we have to accept what they bring forward, and that's what you're seeing with the contentious floor fights. So since we're locked out of those, there's really not a lot of, for us to do, but we do go into session every day pretty much at 10 a.m. and debate and try to attach amendments that have our priorities, and we get shot down, and that is part of the process. You know, elections do have consequences. But there is a process that we have to show that, you know, this is what we're fighting for and this is what's not included, so that the public understands, you know, what's going on.
Yeah, I saw some video of you on some House floor votes there, or House floor squabbles, I should say, maybe.
Yeah, I got shut down yesterday. I was, you know, it's funny. Okay, you're not supposed to bring in personalities and stuff, and I did. And you usually get a warning. We've been called racist. There's been all sorts of, you know, that people just get warnings. I just said it was nice to see Representative Igo standing up for the Iron Range, and I get the floor taken away from me. But, you know, that's life. You know, I didn't get, it doesn't hurt my feelings. It's just kind of a shock. But, you know, that's what happens on the floor. You know, that's part of the debate.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to visit with us up here up north. Well, I hope you can call us again and let us know any further updates as more things develop. Okay.
Yeah. I'll do that. When there's updates to give, I'm more than happy to give them. So.
Well, you know where I'm at.
I'll call you back. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, thanks, Larissa. I
sure.
Appreciate it.
No problem. Talk to you later.